Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC. KC, D-Lo, D-Lo, we your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Go, baby, we in here. One more time. Set the mood right. Come on, man, we in here. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get through it. Don't worry about nothing.
Damn.
Let's talk. Stilo and Ron Simmons here. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
All right. We in here for the Wednesday, March 27th edition of Stilo and KC. All right, that didn't go according to plan.
No, not at all.
So we're going to talk plenty about what happened last night at the Golden One Center. We'll break it down, what went right, what went wrong. Spoiler alert, not much went right. But the idea was always a split. Mm-hmm. We knew if the Sacramento Kings lost last night, it was going to make Wednesday, Thursday, in the first part of Friday, a whole lot more antsy and difficult and hard to deal with. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's what happened. The Sacramento Kings have an opportunity to fix what happened last night on Friday.
Yep.
You split this series. Everything is just fine. You lose both. That's a different conversation. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that. Obviously, winning both is completely out of the equation now. So you focus on getting a win on Friday. And there's one thing that we didn't talk about yesterday, partly because the games had been so far apart. Like, they hadn't played since January. And this is, you know, to be fair to the Dallas Mavericks, this is pretty much a different basketball team than it was when they played in January. You know, we looked at the lineups, like, it's a different squad. This is something that I think favored them yesterday that I do believe favors Sacramento tomorrow. Dallas had lost two in a row. And while this is not a foolproof plan, as we can look at Pelicans games and we can look at Houston games to attest to this, mm-hmm. I think when you are a team that's lost a couple of times in a we'll call it a season series, where you've got to get a victory, mm-hmm. I think you have a smidge bit of advantage when you're the team that lost last, right? You're diving more into film. You have a kind of a hyper sense of correction that you want to do. I don't hear them do this very often. De'Aaron did it last night. He was like, yo, we've got things. De'Aaron's normally, hey, it's a loss on the schedule. We keep it moving. Got to be better, blah, 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 blah. He was like, we've got things to correct. We got film to dive into, and we'll be ready for Friday. Mm-hmm. They normally don't acknowledge stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And given how badly the Kings got their ass kicked last night, given the fact that I believe there's an embarrassment factor that happened, one, on national television, two, on their home floor, and three, against a team that you're dead even with in this playoff race, I think headed into Friday's game, they now have the hyper sense of correction, right? Mm-hmm. They have the hyper sense of, hey, guys, we've got to focus on this. We've got to correct this. We've got to go out here. We can't be tentative with our shots, which we were on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We can't be tentative with our passing, which we were on Tuesday. And we got to figure out what we're going to do with their two superstars, because they figured out what to do with our two superstars. We got to figure out what to do with theirs.
Yeah, man, I agree with everything you say.
Great. Show's over. We'll see you guys Friday.
They're going to be ready to play on Friday. Whether that results in a win or not, I don't know. But they'll be ready to play. There'll be a level of physicality to that game.
There was last night.
Yeah, there was. There was.
Except Luka. You couldn't touch Luka. But other than that.
Somebody try to, you know, play defense on Luka, Luka would say,
unhand me! You foxy heathen, you give this man a technical. I will not be touched by someone named De'Aaron. And put your hands on me. Referee, blow the whistle immediately.
Did you see, you were at the game yesterday, so you might not have seen it, but did you see the play? It had no bearing on the game. I think it was already like 20 at that point. But in the second half, early in the third quarter, Keegan's going for like a loose ball on the baseline. Luka kind of barrels into him. It wasn't like nothing overly egregious, but it was a foul. Like he gets there, kind of bumps him. Keegan goes out of bounds. They call the little push. Hey, what? Huh? What? Hey, no. Hey, review that. No, no, no. You already know. Review that. Review that. Review that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Review that. Review that. They go to the they go to the damn replay. He's out there doing the bump with Keegan Murray, sexy. Yeah, wow. And what are you talking about? He's like, no, hey, no, absolutely. Nope, review that. You know we got that. That's a win. Nope.
You know what's funny?
Stop, bro.
You know what's funny about that play? That's when I left. I was like, this is stupid. Like, I'm out of here. Like, I'm not dealing with this. I'm out of here. This is such trash.
So get this guy out of here, man.
The one that made me laugh is when De'Aaron, this was a first half play, lowered his shoulder and just like drove someone like 10 feet back on a drive. And the crowd was like, hey, I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure you can't do that. I'm pretty sure that's illegal. So they allowed, their officials allowed the game to be physical, except for Luka. I think they're going to allow the game to be physical again on Friday. I think they're allowing everything in the league to be physical. It's clearly a, hey, let's get in playoff mode now, and that's where they are. But I'm with you, man. They gotta be ready to go on Friday.
Yep, they will be.
It's the latest in the most realist biggest game of the season on Friday.
Yeah, for sure, man. And you know, you got to tip your hat to the Mavericks. They played great.
They played incredible.
You know, they did everything they were supposed to do. Luka was phenomenal. Kyrie was.
Man.
Phenomenal.
Man.
And I think I was telling the insiders, I think at the end of the third quarter, I don't know for sure, I feel like they had like, I think 16, 17 threes already at that point in the game. And that's tough. That's just tough. Like, team going to hit 17 threes through three quarters. It's going to be tough to keep up.
Yeah.
And you combine that with the Kings, I think they only had like six or seven at that time. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a point in the first quarter where those shots kept dropping for Dallas, and it was like, man, I think they were like 6 of 7 at one point, 5 of 6, something like that. And I think Keegan was the only one who had hit a 3 for Sacramento. He might have hit 2 of them by that time.
Mm.
And it was like, okay, they got to settle this down. And the funny thing is, I don't even know that I realized this as it was happening. Did you see how many points Luka had in the second half?
I didn't see, but not that many. Probably, what, 6? 2.
Yeah, 2.
What, did he have 24 in the first half?
He had 28 total. Maybe he had 4 in the second half.
He might have had 26 in.
Yeah, he had 26 in the first half. Yeah, it was. He had 2 in the third quarter.
That was Kyrie. Like,
it was.
It's not meant to be shade of Luka.
I love that dude. I love that dude, but I hate him. Oh my God, he is so deadly.
Luka. Luka is deadly. Franchise, he's generational, all this other stuff. I don't mean no shade. Kyrie's the engine for that team.
Mm.
Kyrie's the one. He's the one. If Kyrie is either gonna win them a game
yeah.
because of his play, or he's going to keep them in it because of his play. Kyrie's the one on this particular Mavericks team. Luka gets the numbers, gets the stats. He's another reason why they have aspirations of being a playoff team and thinking they can do something in the playoffs. But Kyrie is the one.
I didn't feel, and I wholeheartedly agree, I didn't feel this way in December or January, excuse me. This is a good basketball team now. I don't think Dallas was a good basketball team to start the year. I think the trades that they made really accentuate those two and put players like the PJ Washingtons, like there's guys on that squad to where it's like, look, our focus is Kyrie and Luka, but it's not like we can just leave these guys. Mm-hmm. Like, we've got to be honest with these guys here. That's a better basketball team, a much better basketball team than it was in January. I don't think they're 30 points better than Sacramento.
No, I think they're about the same.
But right now, they're 30 points better than Sacramento. And while Sacramento doesn't need to be 30 points better than Dallas on Friday, they just need to be one. That'll smooth things out because that gets the season series. That changes the complexion of this playoff race if Sacramento's able to get that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think – to your point, they are better than they were. I think they're on the same level as the Kings. I think I really do think that kind of put New Orleans in there now, but Dallas, Phoenix, and Sacramento are all about on the same plane. All about the same plane. I do think the Kings are slightly better than the other two, but they're on the same wavelength.
Well, whoever gets six. There's, or potentially
there's
five.
I know there's some things going on now. Yeah,
there's potentially four. Yeah. Like, I looked at the Kings schedule, and I do not like it, but I don't think anyone is running away with these playoff spots. Like, these playoff spots could very, very, very likely come down to those final three home games of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Portland's in there, which is, you know, a bit inconsequential. But Phoenix is in there, and New Orleans is in there.
Yeah.
They got a tough road before that, though. Like, that Knicks-Boston back-to-back, and then back to Brooklyn? I know Brooklyn's not tough, but that is a bizarre travel schedule. Well, you got those two Eastern Conference playoff teams in a row, and then you got to – hop the plane back to New York.
Yeah.
That's a bit goofy.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't know what the schedule makers are doing. I really don't. But they also got a lot of things going on. I'll give them that.
They do, but that feels ridiculous.
That does feel ridiculous.
Like you're 20 minutes away.
Right.
And you got to hop a plane that night.
Right. That should
to
that
go
should,
to a different state. I don't care how close the state is. That's right. What you've got to do.
That should always be the case.
Always.
With the Knicks. If you're playing both on the same road trip, it should always be Knicks.
If it has to Nets. Be a back-to-back,
yeah.
Make it a Knicks-Nets back-to-back. Like,
yeah.
What are you going to Massachusetts for and then coming back? That's crazy. That's crazy. And, yes, I'm just now getting mad about it.
It's almost as crazy as back-to-back, you know, where you have to leave the country or re-enter the country.
No, yeah. Yeah. Actually, I thought you were talking about Sean Combs for a second.
Well,
then I realized you might be talking about Toronto, but no, that's fine. That's a good point.
Sean is, well, that's a wild
There's
situation.
No evidence that he's left. So like he appears
well,
to
be literally, left. There's evidence that he has not left. He's walking around.
Well, that was a couple of days ago, right? Like,
he
what?
Left now?
Yeah, where is he? Well, they said, according to his lawyer, he can do what he wants.
Yeah. Man, I don't think.
If so. I were him, if there's no travel restrictions, if I were him, I'd consider leaving.
I'm gone.
Like, oh, I'm free. Oh, good. Hey, guys, I'm here to cooperate. No, it's fine. You fired that shit up. It's good. Thanks, guys. We'll see you. We'll see you next time. There's obviously a couple of big games tonight in the Western Conference, man. We'll talk about that, what they mean to the Sacramento Kings, and then we'll dive a little bit further into that game last night. I didn't like the first half. Like, obviously, the story of the game is the third quarter. I did not like the first half. We'll talk about that. We've got much more ahead. We're just getting started. Steelo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kenny involved in another one of those intellectual conversations on Twitter.
One of those things, you just got to stay off Twitter. Just don't argue, man. I did it once.
You know what, though? Sometimes you got to push through with it because they need to see how stupid they look. Sometimes you got to do that. I'm all for that.
Because when somebody from a distance stupid, can't tell who is who.
This is true.
Man, just walk away.
That's the thing. I don't even think they realize at the end of the day.
No, they're going to realize when I'm done talking to them.
I love KC. He's going to be the first person to get through to someone on Twitter.
He's going to be the first person ever.
They're going to just stop responding. That's what I know. They sound stupid.
When you lose an argument on Twitter, it just comes down to like what they say is just whatever. Like, I can believe what I want.
You don't know ball.
Yeah.
You don't know big business, Kenny.
Casual.
Like Dr. David says. Watch more baseball, Kenny. Yeah, there's some people who are not pleased with our thoughts on the
not at all
Sacramento A's, and you know that's going to be as a matter of fact, that's going to be a conversation today. Our man Jay Gaydon,
shout out Jay Gaydon, who's been all over this thing.
He has, man. He's been breaking all the news on this story. He was singing the praises of his March Madness co-host Kenny Caraway last night.
My dog.
At the game. So Jake's going to join us.
Oh, Jake was at the game last night.
Mm-hmm.
My dog.
Yeah, he was working. The whole TV crew was working hard last night. Sean Cunningham, Jake Gaydon, Kevin John, Matt George, they were all there.
You mentioned when you left. What was that? That was after halftime.
Yeah, it was after halftime.
Okay. I was okay. Late night D-Lo. Okay.
He's outside.
He's outside.
Vegas changed you, huh?
Vegas changed him. The night's just starting. That's what he said. That's what he said at halftime. Night just starting.
You imagine first time after the game, Damon's like, what are we getting into?
You guys are trash, dude.
So what's the move? What's the mood?
Brush Tuesday. Go home.
Even I would say that. Even I'd be like, bro, it's Tuesday. Come on, man.
I was outside. I told you I was outside, right, with Mikey? In Vegas?
No, he was outside. It's a new D-Lo. That's why he was there till halfway through the third last night. Was that what time it was?
Yeah, it was about that. It was during the run. The game was over at that point.
I almost turned the game off.
My buddy Colt was there. Like I was visiting a few people, and
King Melly was in the building last night.
I didn't even get to see him.
Yeah, I just saw.
I was looking at his IG stories too. Like, man, I'm trying to save my money, and you out here making.
You out here making gear.
I mean, what are we doing? I'm sorry that everybody came out to hang out last night.
It's a big game.
I know.
Friday going to be popping, though.
Yeah, Friday going to be crazy.
Friday going to be, because now there's some desperation involved with the fan base, with the king. It's going to be less. Yesterday, I assume you were there, it was a playoff atmosphere. They were ready to pop off.
Yeah.
But I think Friday going to be, yeah.
Yeah, they I didn't like the first half. Like, I'll be honest. I felt like the game could go one of two ways at halftime, and it did not go the way I expected. I thought the Kings were horrible in the first half. I thought they were indecisive. I thought a lot of those they hit, they had like four or five shots all in or around the restricted area, right? Like, and I love that they didn't get goaded into shooting a bunch of three-pointers. Like, they felt like they had an attack plan. It just wasn't working. Like, Dallas was hitting threes. They were looking sharp on the offensive end. The Kings weren't looking super sharp on the offensive end, but they were getting enough stops and getting enough baskets to where the lead wasn't out of control at all in that first half. And they missed like a series, three, four, five shots just in or around the restricted area. And I feel like a lot of that is they were almost unsure about what they wanted to do. Like there was a couple of times where they made like an extra pass, which wound up becoming a more difficult shot than the shot that they passed up to make that pass. And then there was a couple where they looked to make the additional pass and it became a turnover. And I just kept thinking, I hate the way that they're playing here in this first half. But the game is still within reach. Halftime, get here, settle down, like get more aggressive. Keegan was the only one hitting threes at this point. He passed up on a three in the corner, and I was convinced Mike's going to pull him right here. He's going to do that gimmick right now. And he didn't, and two passes later, it was a turnover. And I thought, okay, halftime, settle down. Get aggressive, Mike yell a little bit, take some shots, and you'll be just fine. That wasn't the case. They weren't just fine, and it was a disastrous start to the. The game was over at the beginning of the third quarter. They never came out of the locker room. Like, they never had a shot after that. I think the run was 31-12, 32-12, something like that. The quarter was worse, but that was the big run that essentially ended the game. They wound up getting up by as many as like 38 or 39, and that's not the way I thought it was going to go after halftime. I thought they were going to come out with a different type of energy after the half, because I thought they were really bad in the first half and were within striking distance. I thought, okay, you survived a horrible half. You're going to be just fine. Turns out that was their best half of the night.
Yeah, for me, they didn't hit shots, and the Mavericks hit them at an unbelievable clip. And while I think the Mavericks are a good team, like I think they're a good team, they're capable of having another good game on Friday. They ain't shooting like that. And I don't think the Kings are shooting like that. Kings shot 39% from the field. It's one of those things we always talk about.
I think we might have lost Perk.
Uh-oh.
I think we might have lost Perk.
Uh-oh.
The graphic says, which is the West's most dangerous team outside of the Nuggets? Perk's talking, and there's a Dallas Mavericks logo up there.
When you look at Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving and what they're able to do, I'm telling you right now, they are the most dangerous team in the West outside of the Nuggets. It ain't the Suns. It ain't the Lakers. It ain't the Warriors, because they're finished. It's Luka and Kyrie.
It's not bad. It's like Draymond, Broussard, and Kent, and Perk. They're so close. There's just like these little distinct differences. But yeah, I don't mind that one. I'm just sad that we might have lost Perk.
Yeah, they're playing well though.
Playing great.
9-1 in their last 10.
Yeah.
And what they did last night in a big time game, super impressive, super impressive. Yep. But I do think, and it doesn't mean that they won't play well on Friday or anything. They ain't doing it like that. They're not doing it like that. They're not shooting 56% from three and hitting 22 threes on Friday. Mm-hmm. And if they do, I don't really care what the Kings do. You're probably going to lose. No, you're going to lose. Mm-hmm. Like, if they do that again, they're going to lose and you tip your hat again. But I think Friday will be different because the Kings aren't shooting as poorly as they did. And like I was about to say, it's always the age old, was it the Mavs defense or the Kings missing shots? A combination of both. I think the Mavs were active on the defensive end. But Will Z, where you at? If you're out there, I don't know. But the wide open looks, I would assume they were probably along the lines of what they normally are.
Yeah.
Just didn't hit.
I don't know. I do think Dallas was really good last
night.
I
think they played good defense.
Yeah,
I thought they were really good last night.
I feel like the Mavericks at points a lot in yesterday's game kind of had the Kings had spinning on defense a bit, because I feel like there was a lot of moments where like the Kings just weren't set like on the defensive side and didn't know really where to be. There's a lot of times where I feel like Kyrie or Luka or whoever just dumped it into the paint. They had an easy shot in the paint and stuff like that.
Well, they last night, and this is what happens when you play a team that has Kyrie and Luka. I don't think the Kings did a good job of stopping the ball.
I think that's what it was too.
And they would get them into these scramble things. Whatever would go on with passing that ball into the middle, it didn't feel like the Kings were in the zone, but they were in some type of maybe matchup zone. And when they get that ball out and they'd spray it to the wing, and then the guy, they would put whoever's on that side of the court on defense in conflict, because they spray it to the wing. You got to cover the wing. They make a quick pass to the corner and get that corner three. It was there all night. Mm-hmm. It was there all night. And the Mavs were working that to perfection.
Yeah.
To perfection. And they were hitting. And then once Kyrie started, they were even able to survive all that, though. But once Kyrie took over in that third quarter, it was lights out. It was lights out.
It was, and it felt like look, I didn't realize, like, De'Aaron had, like, 14, I think, in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, they made his life miserable. Like, I'm watching some of his offensive plays back right now. Like, they're all over him at, like, half court. They made it tough on the Kings' two stars.
One of the things I didn't understand offensively is why they didn't attack Luka more on the defensive end, get him involved. And maybe it's a little bit of their offense, right? Like, there's a lot of motion in their offense and stuff like that. But it seemed like, to a certain degree, sometimes, especially with Monk and with Fox, they, you know, go a little bit more pick and roll and do a small pick and roll and get Luka on Fox. Get Luka on Monk. We saw it a couple times, and Fox, it was just easy work. Just blow by him. I mean, he's a horrible defender. He's not good. And I didn't think they worked enough to get him in conflict on the defensive end.
To get Luka in conflict?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And I'd even work Kyrie too. Like, you got to make those guys work a little bit. That would be my strategy. They're still great. They'll still find a way to – you know, do whatever. But that would be my strategy going up against the Mavericks. Don't let them hang out in the corner all night on defense.
Mm.
Put them in the pick and roll action and the dribble handoff action, all this other stuff. And with the Kings, they have enough people that on the offensive end that you can do that with. You know, you're not losing if you're putting Keegan Murray in the dribble handoff action. He's an offensive player for you. So if Luka's trying to hide on him, let's go to work with Keegan Murray. If you find a way, if he's guarding him, hey, Fox, let's get a simple Keegan-Fox pick and roll.
Yeah.
They're going to switch every time. Let's get Luka working every single time down the court and try to wear him off that way.
To use the overused sports term, like, De'Aaron couldn't get downhill. Mm. Like, he had to do a lot of moving side to side. He had to do a lot just to get into the front court and, you know, and operate the offense. There's a couple of times here as I'm watching, you know, the first half go by, he starts getting the ball to Malik. When Malik gets in, he starts getting the ball to Malik Monk a little bit quicker and then going down and getting in the offense himself. They had a strategy for him. He really attacked Kyrie a couple of times.
He went at when they in the first half when he had Lively on the switch, he was going at him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was doing whatever he wanted.
But he had to work though. Mm-hmm. It like you know De'Aaron, I can get any shot I want to. Like you're 100% right. It felt like last night he had to work really hard to get those shots though, and perhaps that, you know, took a toll as the game went along. I think it took a toll in the first half. I don't know that he hit a field goal in the second half. He took, I think, what did we say? He had 14. He took 12 shots to get that. I don't think he hit a field goal at all in the second half. Of course, the game was over by the, you know, fourth quarter or whatever. But
and nobody was hitting. Nobody.
Nobody.
Could do anything for the Kings.
Nope.
Will Z's in the chat. He's got some numbers that are pretty impressive to me. He said, the hard part is that Dallas hit their threes regardless of the Kings' coverage. Tightly contested, they were 3 of 5 for 60%. Open, they were 8 of 14 for 57%. And wide open, they were 11 of 20. And he compares that to the Kings, who tightly contested, they were 0 for 1. Open, they were 2 of 7 for 28%. Wide open, they were 9 of 22 for 41%. So last night, the numbers kind of go with what I thought. Last night, it really was kind of a make or miss league, at least with giving yourself an opportunity, right? Like the Kings didn't have a chance because they shot poorly and the Mavericks shot really well from deep. If those things, like if the Mavericks, sorry for the radio people, but if the Mavericks are way up here with the other shooting and the Kings were down here, you don't have a shot. If it was a little bit more like this, maybe the Mavericks still shooting better.
A little bit more even. Not,
yeah. You got a shot going into that fourth quarter, but at third quarter, I mean, look at the second half. 38-23 in the third quarter, 36-20 in the fourth.
To use numbers that you, to illustrate your visual point, there was a 20% discrepancy in three-point shooting last night. A difference of 11 threes. That's ridiculous.
It's 33 points.
11 three difference.
Or whatever.
And that's how you find yourself down by 39. Right. Is that right there? A 20% three-point discrepancy.
They hit 11 more threes. That's literally 33 more points than you. And yeah, it's just, you know, and you tip your hat to Dallas. It's not just, oh, they had the luck on it. No, it's not that. They got shooters. They hit shots. And the Kings just didn't, you know. And you got a couple of days to stew on that if you're the Kings. And I think they will. I think they are stewing on that. And I, much like you, think they'll be ready to go on Friday.
18-8 in fast break points, too. Mm. Like, they just couldn't – they were just – Dallas made them uncomfortable, right? They Dallas felt good about their game plan, and I think they were able to carry more confidence into the second half than Sacramento was, where Sacramento was probably looking to make a whole lot of adjustments going into the second half, where Dallas, I'm sure they made adjustments, even though they're not coached. Their coach is just a fan, just like we are. But I'm sure someone on that team or that staff said, hey, here's a few things we could do better. They had rolled Luka that first half, where it's like, all right, well, this is what we do. And Kyrie was like, no, I want in on this. And Kyrie hits those shots where, like Luka was doing in the first half, like Luka hits a couple of those and you just kind of roll your eyes. Like, and I'm standing up watching the game, turning around like, Jesus, you got to be kidding me. Then Kyrie got in on the act and was like, I don't even want to be here no more. Like, this is not worth watching.
You know what killed me? And it felt like he made way more.
Put this game back on True TV.
Oh, man. I was tripping because I was at my son's baseball game and I was watching on the app. I was, you know, trying to pull it up. True TV.
Yeah, I took that as disrespect, low key, until I realized what was going on.
They're the first team to get flexed out of a TNT game as it's happening. Like, nah, just go.
I was like, no way the Kings got bumped to True TV for like Avengers or something on TNT.
Yeah. And then I get home and I turn on the TV and I'm turning to TNT and I see why. It's a double overtime. We'll talk about this later. I said, they were destroying the Lakers. What the hell's going on here?
Boy, man,
that's crazy.
Doc Rivers jokes were flowing last night. Oh, man.
We'll definitely get to that. But this guy only hit two threes, but it felt like he hit 22. Every time Derrick Jones would hit a three, I said, come on. Come on. And I really like Derrick Jones. It's somebody I wish the Kings would get a couple times. But the whole normal was he's not going to be able to shoot. And it felt like he was hitting like five or six of them. He only hit two. My boy, go blue, Tim Hardaway Jr., 4-6 from beyond the arc, though.
Mm. Does Michigan still have a basketball team?
Absolutely. Oh. They got FAU's coach. We're on our way back. You see what he did at Florida Atlantic. Don't do that.
What's his name?
Oh, no, I forgot. Okay.
It's our guy from FAU.
That's what I'm saying. That's good. It's fine. You go from Juwan Howard to that guy from FAU.
Well, what's the hoop programs looking like in Ohio State right now?
I don't care.
They ain't looking nice.
Doesn't bother me. Good. As a matter of fact, that's actually a good thing.
Did you see a little bit off topic?
Chris Biederman was not happy about all of my Duke tweets, by the way, this weekend. Chris Biederman, an actual Ohio State alum, not particularly pleased with how many times I tweeted about Duke.
So
that's how
is what it is. But did you see their broadcasting? Michigan and Ohio State spring games on Fox.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
We didn't talk about that.
We didn't?
No.
Who did we talk about it with? Who?
You got a radio show?
When you have your own secret show. Yeah. Must maybe be that. So, you know. Yeah,
must be that.
We spent 30 minutes on it.
Yeah. All right. Why don't you settle down in there? Jesse been treating me like The Rock treated Cody Rhodes on Monday night.
That's how the Mavericks treated the Kings last night.
That is facts. That is absolute facts. I watched that segment again last night after the game was over because I felt like I'd just seen it.
I should have.
Yeah, it was,
you know, guess what I watched last night? Not sports.
Not The Office.
I didn't watch The Office. You know what I got close to finishing was
Griselda. I watched the – oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got to start that whole thing
that,
over again.
I think – I mean, from what I can tell, I feel like that's just like a short series. Like,
I think
it's like 5-6 episodes, and that's the end.
Yeah.
Because they're – she's there's one more episode left and she just went off the deep end.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's
the end is near, a
limited series based on reality to a certain degree. Like, you know what's funny?
One
of the days there was a lot of recovering in Vegas. And you know, you get like a handful of channels in the hotel. Modern Family was on like 40 times.
Oh, yeah,
on...
that's what it do.
Now that show's pretty funny. What really bugged me out though is I don't think I knew how long that show ran.
Oh, the kids are adults.
One of the kids was pregnant.
Oh, wait, what?
I didn't even get to that part of Modern Family.
Yeah, one of the kids was pregnant. And I'm like, is that one of the kids? Like, what season is this?
It's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the show ran that long.
Yeah, it's
and then
crazy.
the little chubby kid.
Yeah,
he's a grown ass man.
He's in college dating.
Yeah,
and all this.
Yeah,
that did trip me out when I see those.
So they were running, and I don't know if they were consecutive. First of all, the show is very very funny.
It's hilarious.
But I was really thrown off when the girl walks in and she's pregnant. And I'm like, I started thinking, is this not even the right show? Like, what is this, a spinoff? Like, what am I watching?
Right.
I did not know the show ran that long.
It ran super long because before the, I forget her name, I'm sorry, but the little Asian girl they adopted, she wasn't even always on the show.
I think she's Lily, right?
Lily.
Yeah.
That's my girl. Lily wasn't even always on the show. She comes in there 11
seasons.
Maybe a year or two in.
Mm-hmm.
By the end, Lily's like in high school.
Oh, and she's hitting him with the one-liners too.
Yeah, no, she was funny. Yeah,
Lily,
she
when
was funny.
She was like a little girl, when she was like 3 or 4, was super funny.
Yeah, it was weird
to
see that.
That though, everybody got old like that.
I never got into that show as it happened. I've seen episodes. That show is very funny.
Hilarious.
That's probably the most episodes I've ever seen before. And
yeah,
it was probably like 4 or 5. It's very funny.
The family be getting mad at me because I'd be like, oh, snap, Modern Family's on. They're like, ah, here's 2 hours we're going to lose. Because I'll just watch it for like 2.5 hours.
Start bargaining. Look, I'll turn the channel if we get Chipotle.
There we go.
We can watch something other than Modern Family if I get Chipotle.
There we go.
That.
You know, as we talk about things, one of the...
See, anything's better than talking about what happened last night.
One of the ways I got away from the Kings last night, it wasn't just Griselda. I watched like 3 or 4 episodes of Living Single. Number one, I love Kim Fields.
Mm.
I love Kim Fields.
Tootie.
I love Kim Fields. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I got to like the back end of it. Do you remember when they got a male roommate? Sinclair and Overton got married.
Yeah.
Moved into their own place.
Yep.
And they got a male roommate, which was the guy who was in Soul Food what was Nia Long's character? It was her old high school boyfriend that got an interview for Lim. And he was remember, oh yeah. Yeah, I remember Cola. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Mekhi Phifer like loses it and hits him with a tray or whatever.
Happens.
He was the roommate. I don't know how long
that season went. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But that's where they were at. And it was still cool. It still worked. I mean, that's a great show. But Yeah, I watched like an hour and a half of Living Single. Wasn't watching Inside the NBA, I can promise you that.
Definitely wasn't watching that.
Definitely not with hating ass Candace. Did not need to see what she had to say.
I'm not going
to
lie, that Kings game was a little tough when Kyrie drove to the basket and dunked it.
Once
that happens, like, okay, it's probably not happening today.
His name is
Mel Jackson, by the way.
That's the guy's name that was on
there?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah. You know, Cola got that interview for you. I'm sorry. That's just a little nickname we used to have for back in the day. And Lynn was like getting more and more mad. He's like, yeah. She had that body like a Coke bottle, right? bottle of Coca-Cola.
I love how you...
Yeah. And then they like zoomed in on his mouth and he was licking his lips. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, he one of them pretty light-skinned dudes because his like, he's got like a red carpet pick where he got his eye up. He's doing that old 90s pose where he's standing like this.
Yo, I came across a thread today of Drake on Instagram. Why does this dude take pictures like this? This dude's hilarious. He's low-key hilarious. I think everything might be a work with Drake. He's just funny.
It might be.
He's funny.
It might be.
They went from like 2011 all the way to now, and dude's Instagram pictures are hilarious.
All right, well, let's find out how we can kill time the rest of the show without talking about the Kings.
So or no, we go, yeah. Oh, my bad. We used to call it Cola, just a little nickname we had for.
Said that like three times.
Back in the day, you know, because they had the body shaped like a Coca-Cola bottle. And Lim was like grabbing his biscuit even harder. He was gripping his biscuit even harder every time he'd say a word, boy. Then he hit him over the head with a tray. Hit his boss over the head with a tray.
Well, you're already here. There's no point in going anywhere, so just stay tuned. It's D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320.
One thing at a time.
They had us speak to our sales team yesterday, and it went as bad as you can imagine. I was trying to undo all of the damage all morning.
That story you told me yesterday, man.
Oh, man.
I had to go to one account executive who I genuinely love and had to tell her I love her, which I do.
Yeah.
Hey, tell our sales, hey, I think the world of you. Just let everyone know. Comes from a place of love. Sometimes y'all need to kick, you know, kick in the ass.
We need that Malik Mike Brown relationship.
Oh, that does not.
Sometimes so that exists. Say it nice.
That exists with me and our girl Justine. Mm-hmm. We could do that. Mm-hmm. There is not another. That does not exist with the department.
No,
at
Big Rich.
All.
Big Rich. Big Rich and stuff. I think they understand. I think they smell what we're cooking.
Well, see, but Malik and Mike will go at each other. Like yeah. I think Rich will hear us, and Rich will be like, "I understand. I got you."
Malik, we
got
and Rich's
like
Rich
Justine. Justine will be like, "Sit your ass down, and we'll talk about it later." And then they'll just be like, "All right."
D'Lo will be like, "I ain't trying to hear that, yeah. man." He storms out of the room.
That's a shoot.
And then they link up later.
That's what happened.
Let's talk about what's going on.
That's what happened. get a text the next morning. Hey, sunshine. You want to get here a little early and talk? I got you. I'll be there.
Malik Monk, you got your Kevin Herters. You got to deal with different players. It's
you
all
just,
this.
You can't keep inviting us to do this. It does not go well, ever. And we try. And everything will be fine. And be like, all right, Casey, we could do this. We got this. Let's approach this differently. And then the day before the game, something happens that pisses us off and puts us in a bad state. And then maybe during the game, someone says something that really sends you over the edge. And that happened.
Maybe I need to come in here and just mediate, just be like the level head. Like, no, I got it. Like, this is what Damian wants to say or whatever.
we'll see. But
Jesse in there, let me translate for you guys what this means.
I was telling the wife about how everything went. I said it word for word. I was like saying, and then Damian said this, and I said it word for word. He said that. I said, look, sometimes you got to say what you got to say.
I don't even know what you're referring to. That's funny.
Well, when the suggestion was made and you said not to be a.
Oh. I felt like I had to say that three times.
Sometimes you got gotta say what you gotta say. Hey. I'm a big believer in that. Sometimes literally, there's no other way of putting certain things.
I had to walk in the meeting and go, not to be a jerk, do you all know who we are? Just if you don't, let me introduce us. Like, do you know what this is on the screen? You guys were in the meeting yesterday. You don't even know that. But the chatty house was in the meeting yesterday. Yeah, I think
Drew Down was mentioned.
Charlie had YouTube pulled up for the Insiders. He had an old show pulled up, and then we pulled up the live version of the Insiders, and we were explaining to them what that chat box was and who you guys were. And Drew Down and 209 Dave Garcia and David Jackson, the crew that comes from Tracy, and Ramsey, who's been with us since day one, and Katrina, and how they're a couple, and it's the first couple of the chatty house, and how this crew rocks with us, man. So I don't think we got through to anybody. So
we'll do it
again in a year.
What needs to happen, it's not that we don't need to have these meetings anymore, but what needs to happen is we need to have them after they've sold something.
Well.
Because it'll be different energy. Not when something hasn't been done in months. Because then you want to meet with us, got about 6 to 9 months of filled up of things we got to get off our chest.
What if we just bring the chatty house to a meeting?
You know, that we're about that. We have. They've been to Sky River. Boy, nothing ever moved the needle more than that first Sky River live show where they were looking around like, who are all these people?
We just talked to you guys.
They had been to another live show at Sky River where no one was there.
So it ain't so.
Well, then they came to ours and it was like, who are all these people?
What's going on here?
Look, why are they all wearing D'Lo and Casey merchandise?
We talk about our people. Everybody on that sales team, I really like. Like, they're good folks. That's they're good people. People. We like I said, it's Mike and Malik. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, we like, hey, come on. We're trying to win. We're trying to get to the playoffs. Let's go. That's all it is. But those people, I think I can speak for you too. We really like everybody. Over
I love them. Justine is that us and Justine, that's Mike and Malik. Some of the others might be like Malik and Luke. Now, why that doesn't exist, I can imagine what it would be like.
Well, how did Luke get into all
I don't
this?
Know. I'm just trying to.
Malik and, what's his name, Baringo?
There might be some Alvins where it's, hey, we're not going to quit. We're not going to quit.
We did not quit. I can assure you, we did not quit.
Hey, look, it's Big Rich.
Big Rich, Alvin Gentry. We're not going to quit. We got to do better. We got to do better for you guys. Yeah,
that's my
Big
dog,
Rich
man.
Is Alvin. Yeah,
that's my dog.
And Alvin's the coolest dude in the room, right? So yeah, our man Rich is
that's
is,
my dog,
is big,
Rich.
Is, he's Alvin. And for the love of God, don't ever utter the phrase "that's neat" to me when I'm explaining something to you. Don't ever do that. That will virtually end our relationship in a heartbeat.
That's like this morning. I was listening to the Morning Roast, and Butcher Boy gets offended when somebody's like, hey, I see you, boss. Like, if somebody says that to him, he's like, he doesn't like that.
That bothers him?
He said it's condescending.
Oh, Bush.
You say something is neat when little Tommy in first grade brings his macaroni picture up to you and shows it to you. That's neat, Tommy.
Hey, this channel has 18 million impressions on it. Yeah, that's neat, but could you, like, send it in an email?
All right, man. Like, let me just go ahead and bite my tongue.
I would have fell to the floor.
All right.
Oh, man. Oh, there was something I wanted to ask you about.
That meeting went like the game last night.
Oh, boy. Jeez. Shout out Maybach O, the game last night. Cap.
Don't think she does that anymore, but
she's like flying around the country.
She's
writing books.
What's her line again? Don't waste the weight.
Don't waste the weight.
Yeah.
Talking to people, motivational speaker.
That's what she always does.
Making moves, man.
Now she just don't have time for us.
Yeah, making moves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.